This week, Ann Arbor City Council postponed making a decision on ordinance changes that would limit the tax increment financing the Downtown Development Authority can collect and make some changes to the DDA's board structure. Councilmember Stephen Kunstelman says he proposed the changes because the DDA has collected more taxes than anticipated, while other government bodies are making sharp budget reductions. DDA board member Keith Orr, however, says the DDA has a solid financial plan and commitments because of a variety of projects that are benefiting the city.
10-year financial plan here, and then of course the budgets are just for over 2-year period, but looking over that, it includes so many bond payments and other commitments that I think it would be irresponsible to cut out our ability to pay for things which we've done essentially on the city's behalf.
Orr says implementing term limits for DDA board members could have negative consequences, like state term limits, which he says has increased the power of staff members rather than lawmakers. He says the DDA is also in a unique position to focus on vital infrastructure improvements because board members aren't up for re-election every couple of years, so they can work for long-term solutions. City Council is expected to again consider the DDA ordinance amendments at their next meeting. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.